it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
And I don't blame you a damn bit. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us all kinds of affiliates all around the country that give us a whole lot of love. And we love them right back, but in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And what I mean by that is various different ways, devices, platforms that you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And back to school, everybody's back to work, at least pretty much everybody. And, you know, it's you have to adapt to your time schedule. Everybody works different hours. Everybody heads different places. Everybody has different timing for different things. And so what you need is to be able to get you some Spano and Black whenever you want to get it. And you do that by going to iHeart. You do that by going to Stitcher. You do that by going to TuneIn Radio. And if you do all of that, guess what? You can get us. We are right there on demand. I show up at your front door personally and do a radio show in your living room. Well, maybe not that. But you can get us because, look, you're getting the kids off to school. You know, you're settling in at the desk, got your device in front of you. Maybe you're plugged into your phone, your iPhone, your Android, whatever the circumstances are. Maybe you're listening on your watch. You can do that. Or your tablet or your laptop, or you're sitting down at your PC settling in like I do each and every day with the little mini studio here, having a good time. And when it comes right down to it, that's what it's all about. Having a good time, listening, getting on with your day. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protecting our six nationwide, worldwide. You see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them for their service. They'll really appreciate it. Buy them a cup of coffee if you have time. Lunch if they're sitting down. Pick up the check. You know the drill. You know the drill here, too. Let's tap on the brakes. When we come back, Spano and Black here on the Byline Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number. Of the Attack, Sports Byline USA is the place where you are at, and at Bob Black 71 if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, look, after hour two, ESPN Upstate in Carolina, and he'll be talking some Clemson, South Carolina, what went on with Florida State and the ACC, and we'll touch about some national college football games as well. And college football catching up from over the weekend is going to be part of the agenda today, and a great majority of it. We'll get into a little bit of NFL too, and some baseball. And that's where we'll start, because boy, oh boy, J.D. Martinez yesterday tying a major league record yet again with a 4-home run. Game against the Dodgers, who are not playing good baseball right now. He is the 18th player in Major League history to hit 4 home runs in a game. There have been more perfect games in Major League history than 4 home run games. The only thing harder to do is the 20 strikeout game. There were ...18 4-home-run games. Amazing. Hit one off Rich Hill in the fourth, got one in the seventh, got one in the eighth, got one in the ninth off Pedro Baez, Josh Fields, and Wilmer Font. And the one off Font, the last one was 406, right down the left field into the bleachers. But the other ones were no doubters, 439, 428, and 424. Oof-a. That's pretty good. He had more home runs on Monday, I mean yesterday, than the Dodgers had hits on Monday. Damn. Diamondbacks have won 11 in a row. And the Dodgers are not doing particularly well right now. And to put this in perspective, the Dodgers have won more games than they won all of last year, with a little over 3 weeks of baseball left, and their fans are going BS crazy right now. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They're not getting any pitching. They're not getting any hitting. It's like they packed it in and said, okay, we got the division, so let's take the foot off the accelerator. The chance that they had to shatter the major league record of wins for a season is going bye-bye. They are still 92-45, playing at .672 clip, but they were playing over .700 baseball. They are not going to get caught by the Diamondbacks, who are 12.5 games behind them, but they are not playing good baseball as they head towards postseason. They still have an opportunity to straighten it out. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, they playing like garbage right now. And they showed up against one of their division rivals and decided, A, not to show up. 1-8. 1-9, excuse me. In their last 10. Not bueno. No bueno at all. With Cleveland number 2 and Houston number 3. Okay. I mean, Cleveland's playing darn good baseball right now, 11 in a row. But would I rank them ahead of Houston? No, I wouldn't. Because Justin Verlander slotting into that rotation. Carlos Correa is back. Lance McCullers is mending. Looks to me like it's all things Astros going forward in the American League. And very quietly, Washington Nationals. And this is without Bryce. So a lot of credit to Dusty Baker out there. Keeping it stable, keeping it real. Cubs are finally stretching their legs. They're now 75-61. Getting it done. Angels are still hanging in there. Made waiver deadline deals. Got Justin Upton, Brandon Phillips. I will say, Billy Epler, he's going after the guys to try to get it done. They want to get into the postseason. Are they selling their soul to the devil for the long term? Probably. But considering this team doesn't have much pitching and had nothing going on up the middle, oy. You know. Now, an interesting team here, for me, anyway, is the Marlins. They're 14-9 in their last 23 games. However, not so good. Three and seven. So of those 9 losses, 7 of them have come in their last 10 games. Because they were making a move. Now, are they insanely behind Milwaukee and Colorado? No. They're only 4 games. Because it looks like Arizona, with the way that they're playing, is going to lock up that first wild card. But the thing about it is that Miami, they got himself an easy schedule in theory. When teams have nothing to play for, it's not always the easiest thing in the world. But in theory, they have themselves an easy schedule going forward. They play in 14 of their last 23 games. They play the Phillies, the Braves, and the Mets. Well, they need to go to town. And if they can get in there, especially if Giancarlo keeps hitting home runs. But if not, then not. And it would be a shame. Because Stanton on the postseason stage, even if it's for just one game, would be something exciting for Major League Baseball. And again, you know, you're putting these power hitters out there. And chicks dig the long ball. You know, this is what it is. Last night it was J.D. Martinez. And again, you know, J.D. Martinez is a solid player. But he's not somebody where you're going, oh my God, J.T. Martinez is coming to plate. We must walk him. We must pitch him extremely carefully. No, he's a good, solid hitter. who performed well for the Tigers. And, boy, I got that wrong. Let me tell you, as we were going towards the trade deadline, you know, here's a guy that's 30 years old in his prime. He's sitting now for the season with 34 home runs and 79 RBI. For the Tigers when he was there. And now, in only his sixth year of baseball, he's in Arizona where everybody's getting on base. And he's playing some darn good baseball. Got an outside shot at 40, especially after last night. But honestly, you know, he's one of those solid bats that people don't know a hell of a lot about. And like I said, I was surprised Detroit moved him. He was one of the guys you could have built around going forward, but it didn't play out that way. What's playing out that way just now is us going to break. When we come back, more baseball, because we got some Giancarlo Stanton to talk about. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You having any of it?
Well, I hope so, because you're stuck here now, aren't you? Welcome back to the Attack. Black here. You're not. New York, a beautiful day today, day after Labor Day. Labor Day was nice, too. It was absolutely gorgeous. But beautiful out today. A little coffee out on the deck this morning. Getting ready for the show. Pretty fun. Not so bad. I know you guys are heading to work. Maybe you're in the car. Maybe you're just there already. You know the drill. Heading to the park, having a good time, walking the dog. Whatever the circumstances may be. Not so bad. Hey, man. Got to put bread on the table. Just that in itself. 1-800-878-PLAYS. Phone number at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. And again, it was a home run kind of night. JD Martinez really making it happen. And again, when you look at Arizona and that team, and you know, Paul Goldschmidt went to get his back examined, which is not a good sign. And again, one of those underappreciated first-rate players. But when you look at that pitching staff, and you look at Greinke, Patrick Corbin, and Zach Godley, and these guys can flat-out throw. Tijuan Walker, leaving him out of the mix. These guys can bring it. They got young arms. Greinke very quietly is having a monster year yet again at 33 years of age. He's 16-6 with a 3.08 ERA. Went 6 on Monday. There was no need. Not bad. Last night, Robbie Ray, who's 12-5, you know, with his 14 Ks and 7 2/3. You know, the only thing, like I said, it's if Goldschmidt's out for an extended period of time, and I hate to see back and ball player in the same sentence, but. Unfortunately, not bueno. And again, we'll see. But that was crazy last night. That was crazy. And I'm sorry, I misspoke. Goldschmidt went to get an MRI on his sore elbow. And he had hit 4 home runs in the last 8 games. But, you know, they want to check on it, make sure there's nothing structural in there. Could be just an inflammation. I'm watching these videos of Martinez's home runs. Man, oh, man. I mean, they were all no-doubters. That's crazy. I mean, he's just racking them. The one left center was a monster. First one. Second one, right field. Dodger fans out in dozens. It's amazing. Dodgers not playing good baseball. Everybody takes a hike. And I'm talking, you know, this was by the seventh inning. And they'd already bailed. History getting ready to happen. Dodger fans actually ended up giving him a nice ovation, which was good. But, you know, Dodger fans are weird. Giancarlo Stanton, as I said, hits number 53, and he dented a television camera. Hit it into the right field stands because he's power to all fields. Saw the video on that one, too. Knocked out a TV camera. He actually didn't knock it out. Credit to the cameraman. He just kept working. But he smacked it. I mean, the side panel fell. Yeah. And he, as of right now, is even with Roger Maris. Maris had 53 home runs through 135 games, which is exactly where Stanton is. So, do the math. 27 more games. You can get there. He can get there. 20 home runs in his last 31. You know. And like I said, I hope as it comes down to it, that when he gets close, attention to it, like they did with McGuire and Sosa. You know, and I'm on social media a lot, and I'm already seeing the PED comments. Now, Major League Baseball has talked about the fact that possibly the balls are wound a little tighter because home runs are going out at a record rate. Smoother stitching. But unless there's something that we don't know about that is being well hidden, Giancarlo Stanton is doing this legally. And what I mean by legally is not using PEDs. He has been this size the entire, I'm not talking about his height, morons. He has been this size his entire career. He's hit moonshots since he went into baseball. The only thing that was throwing him off is that when he got hit, it changed his approach. And a guy on Facebook, Jay Rusnick, nailed it. So I'll give him a little props here on the show. Changing his stance, staying healthy, and getting past the yips of getting hit in the face. Hello? You know? Change it, and he was still hitting home runs. But not on these levels, not on this volume. You know. And it's fun to watch. And like I said, though, the haters are already hating. You know, they're going to hate. Nothing you can do. Yeah, that's fine. Now, you know, you think about the track record here. Giancarlo's in the game for 8 years now. And there's never been a hint of him using. You know, again, from the time he came in, he was a big, strong kid. Yeah. Genetics, weight room, whatever. Hopefully not PEDs. I don't think so. But it's amazing. Like I said, it's all over Twitter. It's all over Facebook. They're coming out of the woodworks. He has to be juicing. Like I said, I think it's much more likely that the baseball being tweaked is probably helping these guys with the power. But with that being said, you know, that's how it is. They lowered the mound, too. So, I mean, baseball records are all relative, but they document everything in baseball. Baseball is a game of numbers. But he's at 53. He's on pace with Maris. But the Diamondbacks need to win. And that's something they're having a tough time doing right now. Nationals whooped them last night. They don't win games. They're not going to make it to the playoffs. And if they make it to the playoffs, you're not going to see Giancarlo Stanton out there smacking home runs, albeit for one game. And if he's not smacking home runs, that's a loss for Major League Baseball, honestly. I'd love to see Stanton in the postseason. What fun that would be. What fun that would be. And like I said, you tweet this. Look at the clips from before the All-Star game. And then get into what he's doing now. It's just a complete extreme opposite. And by doing that, he has completely changed his season around, and he's completely changed the fortunes of the Miami Marlins around. Pretty damn cool. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll come right back right after this. Get back to the headlines, get back to the stories, and get back to you. I'm Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the coast. You know, all the strikeouts that they're talking about with Aaron Judge, he also got his 100th walk of the year last night in their win over Baltimore. Key series for Baltimore. They need to get it done against the Yankees, where their wild card hopes are going to go bye-bye. But, you know, look, Judge isn't hitting particularly well. The league has certainly figured out how to pitch to him. And now they're being extremely careful trying to get him to fish. Gilliam did it back in 1953. So it gives you an idea. Got walked in the second, got walked in the fourth, got walked in the fifth, got walked in the ninth. So, since they started keeping records, this is a record he's going to break, because the record is 106 by Les Fleming, the immortal Les Fleming. You know. You know, he's worth it. And he's still, you know, they were talking about it as a combination MVP, Rookie of the Year candidate. He's still going to win Rookie of the Year. You know, he's hitting lousy in the second half. He's hitting .180. Yeah, way it goes. Cleveland playing really good baseball. 11 in a row. Pretty darn good. And then the Cubs. And by the way, that's without Andrew Miller. But then the Cubs. Can't figure it out. Like I said, they've kind of hit stride to a certain point. But then they have like games like last night. And, you know, man, they're a weird team. You lose to the Pirates, who, by the way, extended Clint Hurdle for 4 years, which I think is a good thing. But Arrieta goes out with an injury. And he either cramped or pulled a muscle or, you know, whatever you want to take as the given this time around. But he called it a cramp in his right hamstring. I don't know. He tried to stretch it out, couldn't do it. And he straightened himself out. He's 14-9 right now, but you know, went down early. Interesting. He's been 6-1 since the All-Star break, pitching to a 1.59. And the Cubs are still 3.5 games up over the Brewers, but, you know, look, the Brewers aren't out of this. Brewers aren't out of this at all. Cubs are weird. Like I said, Clint getting 4 years. Takes him through 2021. Clint Hurdle, 60 years old. Good God. He's been rock solid for the Pirates. You know, I mean, after coming out of Kansas City where, you know, he had his moments, but not too many. And getting hired by the Pirates. One thing the Pirates have done since they changed ownership and Andrew McCutchen, who, when his time is up, should have his name retired. He's not going to the Hall of Fame, but what he did was make Pittsburgh relative again. And then, you know, just keep going. Keep going as an organization. Because remember, we talked about it all those years, about how if you had all those draft picks that the Pirates had for all those years, because they never signed free agents, they were always finishing in the cellar, and yet they managed never to build a winning foundation. Well, you know something? They've done it. And they don't win every year, but they're around it every year, and they make the playoffs pretty much consistently. They're not going to this year, more than likely. You know, but with Marte, and McCutcheon is still producing. He's just not on the level he was. You know, they got a big-time rookie in Josh Bell, who has finally afforded McCutcheon some protection. And I don't know if they're going to move McCutcheon or not in the offseason. But Josh Bell's a real deal. You know, they gave him a little taste last year. And he hit three home runs and knocked in, I don't know, 20-something runs. But showed he could hit. And showed he was capable around the bases. This year he's sitting there, he's on pace for 100 with the RBIs. He may come up a little short. He's got to get 18 in the rest of the month. But you know, 24 home runs, so he's going to push 30. Still got David Freese. Been around forever. You know, is he a big-time hitter? No, he's not. But he's solid. Rodriguez, even though he's not hitting, is a big-time prospect. Like I said, Marte at the top of the order. Max Moroff up at the top of the order as well. Again, they got high hopes for him. Not hitting particularly well, but they have high hopes for him. For them, it's the pitching. They're young. Not quite getting the results out of them that you would have hoped, but they're young. They're on the come. They got to climb over St. Louis and Milwaukee, so it's not going to happen this year. But they have a pretty good team. And you know, Josh Harrison's the real deal. I mean, he's 30 years old, but he's the real deal. Solid guy. Jordy Mercer, same deal. Rodriguez is one of those guys they hope evolves. Maybe eventually they slot him in. Yeah. Chris Stewart, solid. Again, they pick up cast-offs sometimes and make it work. You know, he's got mileage on him. But, you know, again, they're going to have to figure it out. For them, and don't forget, they stole Francisco Cervelli from the Yankees. And here's a guy that defensively nobody's better. And he learned how to hit. So, you know, but with Gerrit Cole and Ivan Nova, Talion, you know, they got to have a couple of the young guys come up. We'll see what they do in the offseason. But signing Clint to the extension is the right thing to do. It shows stability for the organization. And going forward, they'll be okay. Going forward, they'll be okay. Now, the Angels, they're making their run. They used 12 pitchers yesterday to beat Oakland 11-9. And I found that interesting. Mike Socha and I have a very, very interesting relationship. At one time, I thought he was the best manager in baseball, but I started to think less of that as I move forward. Because for whatever reason, and whether it was him or his pitching coaches or whatever the circumstances are, every time they got a reasonably good pitcher on the roster, they seem to burn through them like butter. So yesterday, Bridwell, Chavez, Paredes, Gorka, Ramirez, Bedrosian, Petit, still in the league, Parker, Salas, Scribner, Alvarez, and Middleton with the save. 9 pitchers. to beat the A's. That's good work if you can get it. But they already brought in their modified lineup. Now, I don't know how much, if anything, Brandon Phillips has left. He's having a lousy year before this. Hitting a .190, went 1-for-6 yesterday. Wasn't doing anything for Atlanta. Actually, I take that back. They put the wrong spot, the wrong stats up there. He was okay. 287, 1152. So he was hitting his baseball card. I'm wrong. But him, Trout, B.J. Upton, you know the drill with B.J. Upton. He's a damn good player. And they slot him right into the three hole. Pujols was 3-for-5 yesterday. You know, and again, it's funny with Albert. Here's a career 300 hitter. And with the length of his contract, he's going to probably finish with a below 300 average. I think he still has 2 or 3 years left. But this year, although he's not hitting for average, he still has 21 home runs and 91 RBIs. He's going to get to 100 RBIs yet again to go along with his 612 career home runs. And having interviewed Albert before, and he doesn't do too many, but I had him on when I was down at WNSP down in Mobile. He was doing a charity golf tournament down there. He is a weird cat. And he's no cheater. You know, when they start talking Hall of Fame with him, and he will go in, he's no steroid boy. He's devoutly religious. Puts down strict guidelines on what you can ask him and what you can't ask him, which is why we ended up really not doing much of an interview. He didn't want to talk about anything. But he's still getting it done year in, year out. You know, Andrelton Simmons, same deal. Sitting 290, 14 home runs, 64 RBIs. They have a good lineup there. They just don't get any pitching. Ever. It's amazing with the Angels. They're 71-67, heading towards the playoffs. They're trying. I hope they get there for Trout's sake. I also hope they get a little more pitching. They could sure use it. It's Tapping the Brakes. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. You're not. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Oh, yeah! Welcome back, Black. Play 1-800-878-7529. And, you know, the Angels, I'm looking at that pitching staff. I mean, they're probably going to get there. But. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm saying to myself, man, if they do get there, who are they throwing at to pitch? Ricky Nolasco? I mean, I guess. J.C. Ramirez? I mean, they're literally being held together by duct tape right now. And, you know, they'll probably make it. I mean, the Yankees look like they're going to get in. And it's the Angels, Baltimore, Tampa Bay's hanging around. Shot still. So, I mean, there's legit pennant race baseball being played. And why not the Angels? You know, but when you look at it, they're a half game back of the Twins. Twins have it right now. Baltimore's breathing down their neck. It's far from a done deal. They got to keep winning. I don't know if they have the pitching to do it. I would assume they're going to be there at the end. Like I said, I like the moves they has to be concerning if you're a Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim extended name West Coast City baseball team. So that's it for this hour of the attack. We're going to be back. It'll be college football on the other side, and it'll take us all the way through hour two, including a visit by our good friend Price Atkinson. So don't go anywhere. It'll be fun and frivolity, I promise.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I was just a sophomore in high school when the DACA program rolled around.
That's a dreamer speaking hours before President Trump is expected to end the program that protects illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as kids. Former President Obama is reportedly planning to speak out if the president does end DACA.
Obama created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program with an executive order in 2012. Political reports that Obama will likely make a statement on Facebook if Trump decides to end the program.
That's correspondent Tom Roberts. The National Weather Service says Irma is now a Category 5 hurricane, and while they can't say for sure yet where the storm is headed, Florida looks to be in its path. The governor there has already declared a state of emergency, as impacts from Irma could be felt in his state by the end of the week. And he's saying plan for the worst and hope for the best. This is USA Radio News.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Firefighters turning a major corner in their battle against the massive La Tuna fire in L.A. County, California. Crews yesterday reporting the fire is no longer actively burning. And the assistant chief, Tom Ewald, says the weather has turned around and become rather favorable.
All mandatory and voluntary evacuations have been lifted for Los Angeles City, Glendale, and the city of Burbank.
The fire has burned, though, over 7,000 acres in the hills above Burbank after breaking out last Friday. A North Carolina man says he thinks he killed his wife after taking too much cough medicine. That's the claim of Matthew Phelps of Raleigh, who says he had a dream, then woke up to find his wife on the floor early Friday morning. The 28-year-old Phelps said he was covered in blood and found a knife near him. He also told police, quote, "I think I did it." Officers found the 29-year-old victim, Lauren Phelps, with stab wounds, and she later died at a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
It's not just a donation.
It's a warm blanket.
It's a bottle of clean water.
It's a roof and a bed.
It's knowing someone cares.
It's feeling safe.
It's said today that's better than yesterday.
Every dollar you can spare helps so much more than you can imagine. Please donate now at redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. Your help is urgently needed.
We told you that Congress gets back into session today after the August recess. Senator John McCain is among those heading back to work on Capitol Hill today. The Arizona Republican has been receiving treatment for brain cancer since last month after he cast the deciding vote against the GOP effort to repeal Obamacare. An airline passenger who got out of control now has to pay the airline nearly $100,000. A federal judge yesterday ordering James August to pay Hawaiian Airlines $98,000 because his antics forced that plane to turn around. The New Jersey man pleading guilty to interfering with a Honolulu to New York City flight. NASA's marking the 40th anniversary of the Voyager spacecraft launches today, and Mark Mayfield has details.
Voyager 2 was launched on September the 5th, 1977, a little more than 2 weeks after Voyager 1 lifted off. Their five-year mission to study Jupiter, Saturn, and their larger moons has expanded to a long list of scientific firsts. Voyager 1 is now the first spacecraft ever in interstellar space, beyond our solar system and more than 13 billion miles from Earth. NASA says, in theory, the Voyagers could travel through space for billions of years.
And starting today, Pittsburgh International Airport will be the first U.S. airport since 9/11 to let people go through security checkpoints without having to have a ticket. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
We could do that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Phone number is 1-800. Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, we'll give you a nice hour, too. It's going to be a lot of college football. Price Atkinson from ESPN Upstate in Carolina to talk about Clemson, Florida State, ACC. There's some things going on in college football. There's already a couple of things. Mr. Fuentes got himself something going on at Va Tech, let me tell you. And they're going to creep into the top 10, and they're going to be involved in the ACC standings before it's all said and done. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma in the 12. TCU starting to rebound a little bit because you can't get past the fact that Gary Patterson is a damn good coach. Interesting times out in the Pac-12 because they may play themselves right out of playoff consideration because their teams aren't consistent, even though they probably have the best quarterbacks in the country. And, you know, it's fun. College football be fun and stuff. But if you're looking for fun, make sure you go to our award-winning website, sportsbylineusa.com. We got a listen live button there. You click on it, we're there. Shows you all the interviews we do. Doesn't matter. World of entertainment, world of music, world of sports, world of literature. Around the world in 80 days. Not a bad thing. All you got to do is click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. Gives you a listing of all the shows as well. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls protect our six each and every day. Can't wait. We're going to do a countdown to Army-Navy, which will be fun. Talking to Price a little bit about that, too. But let's tap on the brakes. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number. The attack sports byline, USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. The attack's along for the ride each and every day. Yeah. Okay. Well, college football, full swing over the weekend. Unfortunately, some bad things happened, and I don't mean just on the scoreboard. You got to start in Alabama, and not only did they lose two outside linebackers, they're starting outside linebackers, but the son of the wide receivers coach, Mike Locksley, who I didn't know from my time down there, but I know indirectly through people that I still have contact with down there, son was killed. And they didn't give out too many details, but Locksley is the co-offensive coordinator. He was Maryland's interim head coach in the final six games of 2015 as they were making their coaching change. And just a horrible, horrible story. And your hearts and prayers go out. Probably due to help him get through this, but puts a cloud on already a tough season for Alabama. Yeah, they beat Florida State, but Terrell Lewis and Christian Miller are both out for the season. These are guys who waited their turn in line. These are big-time recruits. Miller's a fourth-year junior. He has a torn bicep. Lewis was a four-star linebacker that was recruited. He's a sophomore, waited his turn after his freshman year, slotted in. The depth is there for Alabama, but they will not be able to take another hit after this. Upperclassman James Mosley will probably get the next start. Keith Holcomb has been there for quite a while. Or they go to the kids. And they have recruits who have been there, Mac Wilson and the five-star prospect Dylan Moses. Kid out of Louisiana, he's a freshman. He's got the size. He played against State, had a solo tackle. They may go right to him. 6'3", 232, and try to get his feet wet now as opposed to later on in the season. Why not? I'll be looking at that lineup, and, you know, Nick doesn't give out too much. So, we'll see. Nick Starkel, you know, you saw the A&M game, managing to put the inferno on the seat underneath their coach, Kevin Sumlin, sweating bullets. But Nick Starkel out for the season. Donovan Wilson out for the season, one of their main defensive backs. You know, they've not been ruled out for the entire season, but chances are pretty good they're gone. Kellen Mond's going to have to pick up the mantle for the Aggies, and that was not a real good first impression. He's a big-time recruit, so we'll see. But that was not a good first impression. The Ohio State Buckeyes, they go into their big game against Oklahoma this Saturday. You know, JT Barrett looked pretty good. But I also think, you know, JT Barrett is what he is right now. And they didn't look good in that game against Indiana, at least not early on. Especially defensively. Indiana was moving the ball. And if going up against Baker Mayfield is going to be something that is going to be a true test for that defense. And it's probably going to end up being more of a shootout than most people would realize. Now, Barrett, for all the criticism, threw for 304 yards and three touchdowns, and he rushed for 61. I mean, the guy is in there for the long haul. He'll get Heisman consideration so long as they continue to win. But here's the problem. On the deep balls, he's been having some issues. Now, one was not his fault. Paris Campbell should have had that ball in the end zone. But most of his stuff was short-term. And a lot of those 304 yards came off of catch and runs that they were able to exploit Indiana's lack of speed on defense because they just are not as fast and not as good of athletes. You know, but we'll see. You know, don't forget, Ohio State went to Norman, beat them 45-24 this last year. Payback is a mother. And it's a big test for Lincoln Riley. And they got their injuries, too. Their starting quarterback, Jordan Parker's out for the year. He had a knee injury against UTEP. Young coach against the vet. You know, we'll see. But it's a good matchup. There's some good matchups this weekend. Not as many as you would think, but there's some good matchups. And the premier one is OSU and Oklahoma. But they're playing in a horseshoe. It's a primetime game. I don't like their chances, to be honest. We'll see. If Lincoln Riley can turn it into a shootout, they got a chance. But if not, we'll see. You know, we'll definitely see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Now, backing it up to week one, there were some good games. Stanford boiled Rice 62-7. South Florida took care of their business, 42-22. Again, the Ohio State game against Indiana. You know, I'm watching this game, and it takes, it's the first game of the season, you know, and I was talking to Ohio State alum on Sunday, and she was talking about the fact that she wasn't thrilled with the way the team looked, and she's a very passionate fan, not too knowledgeable, but very passionate. And I said, look, you've got all the pieces in place. You know, Dobbins is extraordinary as a running back, and he's going to split time with Williams and Campbell. And Barrett does enough. And so long as he stays healthy, you're going to be okay. What worried me was their defense and their inability to really stop anybody. And I mean, Richard Lagow put up 410 passing yards against them. Baker Mayfield is certainly capable of doing that. And if he does that, then they're going to have to lean on Barrett to keep them in the game. And I'm not so sure he's capable of doing that as far as the passing aspect of it goes. JT Barrett is exactly what he is at this point in time. He's a run-first, pass-second quarterback who passes just well enough to get a championship with him. Absolutely. But I'm not so sure about winning a national championship with that defense. Let's tap on the brakes. Come back. More college football here in the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281.
Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush, though, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
That works. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And, again, college football, we're having fun with it. I guess that is the way I was looking over the schedule. That's a premier matchup, OU-OSU. But going back through the weekend, Oklahoma State looked exactly like the offensive juggernaut that everybody thinks they're going to be. Their defense, they gave up 17 second quarter points, but they were really more bend, don't break. And I think they were adjusting. They got a lot of new pieces on that side of the ball. Their trick is just going to be running a gauntlet in the 12 and not get surprised. Not get surprised by Baylor, not get surprised by the playoff game where they're probably going to be going up against OU. They play South Alabama this week. South Alabama, a little bit of a rebuilding year. Then they're at Pittsburgh. Get TCU at home, at Texas Tech. They get Baylor at home. They're at Texas, which who knows what kind of shape they'll be in by then. West Virginia, which will be a tough game. Bedlam in the and KU. Don't stumble. If you're undefeated going into the OU game, you got a chance. We'll see. We'll see. Their defense will be what does them in, not their offense, if it should go down in that direction. Washington, that was an interesting game against Rutgers. They traded yards for points at the end. Jake Browning is really a very good college quarterback. He's probably not going to take it to the next level. But on a rebuilding Rutgers team, and they are getting better, Jake Browning, 17 of 30, nothing spectacular, 284 yards, two TDs. Threat this year, and I know they're ranked in the top 10 right now. I just don't know offensively if there's enough that they can do to make it work. The out of conference stuff is pretty easy, and once they go in, they open up against Colorado, which is top 25 at this point. Then it's Oregon State, Cal, Arizona State before they start getting into the meat of it with UCLA, Stanford. Oregon's in there. Be curious to see how Oregon plays this year. They don't get USC, excuse me. They do get Washington State, obviously, on the back end of the year. They get, I don't know, I see two losses for them. I just, as much as I like Browning and as much as I like Peterson as their coach, I just don't see that it's going to be there for them. Wisconsin looked real good. They were firing on all cylinders. Took the offense a quarter to get going, but once it did, they were really dominant. Alex Hornibrook, efficient. Running back by committee. Stout defense, stout offensive line. It's what they do. It's not any great mystery. And it was against Utah State. But I think they're justified in their top 10 right now. Deonte Francois, boy, oh boy. Where did they go from here? gone for the year. And, I mean, that's just tough. That's just tough. It was the only real injury they had in the game, and it had to be. You know. And it's going to be James Blackman going forward. Boy, Jimbo, I feel for them. I really do. And I'll tell you, Blackman is a highly recruited guy. He's mobile. He has enough arm. But learning on the fly, and that's what he's going to have to do, that's going to be Jimbo's challenge. So they've already lost their game. They can't lose another one. Well, they won't be in consideration. They go soft next week against UL Monroe, but UL Monroe has jumped up and bitten people before, too. You know, Miami, after that, North Carolina State, which got to shock them. Wake, Duke, before they get to Louisville on the 21st. And then Clemson, of course, November 11th. I mean, it's not going to be an easy run. And unfortunately for them, getting geared up and getting Blackman ready, it'll more than likely be fine this week. And I would almost rather that they took some chances this week getting this kid ready. You know, open it up a little bit, let him throw the difference. But it's just a terrible loss. And he was having a good game. You know, it was still a match. I mean, Alabama was dominating on defense, but, you know, it. And Alabama needs to look in the mirror, too. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he was supposed to take this big step up with all the quarterback tutelage. Well, he was 10 of 18 for 96 yards, and that ain't going to win you a national championship. Not in today's day and age. Clemson taking care of their business. 56-3 against Kent State. USC winning 49-31 against Western Michigan in way more of a struggle for Sam Darnold than it should have been. And he did not look good. Now, Clemson, on the other hand, they got him a quarterback. And his name's Kelly Bryant. Guy who had to wait his turn. But boy, did he look good. He can run. He can throw. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? He rushed for 7 for 77. The Fighting Dabos, they just reload. And, you know, I know. I get it. It was Kent State. Let's see how he does against better competition. But they had to be really, really pleased with what they saw. Or you took care of their business. 56-7, Lincoln Riley's debut. Michigan really manhandled Florida 33-17. You know, same story for Florida. You don't have a quarterback, you can't win. And by the way, it's going to run into the same problem with Michigan because Wilton Spade is not accurate. You know, he's a manager more than anything. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, that's going to be the flaw for Michigan. And they're trying. You know, they're trying to get Michigan's going to be pretty much unstoppable. But with Wilton Spate, they're going to stumble. particularly in that crop conference. You know, Malik Zaire, Felipe Franks, who's going to do it for Florida? See, it's going to get hot under McElwain. It's going to get hot. And all he's done is win the SEC East the last couple of years with no quarterback. And ending up ranked both years, but the seat's going to get hot because they want more. The expectations are higher.
Ooh.
Auburn 41-7. Nothing moved the needle. But Jarrett Stidham, 14-24, buck 85. Run the ball. Two-headed, Cam Martin, Jerrion Johnson. Both for 136 yards. There's no mystery with Malzahn. And by the way, the best non-firing of the season, him not getting fired at Auburn. Looking at their schedule, they got the game on the 9th against Clemson. Then Mercer, Missouri, Mississippi State, Mississippi. Another test at LSU, Arkansas, A&M, UGA, La Monroe, and then, of course, against Alabama in the Iron Bowl on the 25th of November. Price Atkinson, right after this short timeout. Speaking of Clemson, he'll be there, ESPN Upstate, among other things. We'll get into college football chatting with him. Quarterbacks, conferences, and more.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Price Atkinson here in just a couple minutes, hopefully. One of the good guys. And, you know, Clemson, like I said, they're certainly in the mix this year. Breaking in a new quarterback, you know, the whole nine yards. Nobody better to talk about it than the man himself, Price Atkinson from ESPN Upstate, who joins us now here on the Attack. How you doing, Price?
How you doing, Bob? Can you hear me?
Certainly can. Certainly can. Good morning to you, and nice to have you with us, as always.
Absolutely. Sorry about that delay there. But, yeah, just great to always be on with you, Bob. You guys have just a great show and love talking college football with you.
Well, you're in the right place because I've been talking about it the whole hour, and it wasn't a surprise to me, but it seems to have been a surprise to a lot of people that Clemson actually has a quarterback. So let's start there, and let's start with him, and let's talk about the Fighting Dabos reloading.
Yeah, absolutely. It does look, in fact, like they didn't miss a beat against Kent State because they came out firing on all cylinders. I'm telling you, from the minute go, Kelly Bryant in this Clemson offense, they didn't miss a beat because you expected a little bit of misbeats here with Kelly Bryant taking over for Deshaun Watson, but he goes out and goes 16 to 22, 236 yards with a touchdown interception, an interception that, frankly, really wasn't his fault, a ball that should have been caught. But, you know, it was just I expected this offense to take a little bit of a step back, especially initially, even though it was Kent State. You know, a lot of new players taking over. You got Wayne Gallman, who was departed. You got three running backs that were basically by committee taking over for him. And then the wide receiver, Deion Kane, really has the chance to be the man with Mike Williams' departure. But you mentioned the word reload. I don't even think this is a reload situation. I think that Clemson is honestly probably in the position amongst probably only two other programs in Ohio State and Alabama where they reload, and that's exactly where they put. It's a plug and play situation. I think those three programs are literally in a plug and play. One guy's out, next man comes in. It's just the depth is incredible. Clemson didn't show a lot against Kent State. You obviously know that, just like Auburn didn't show anything against Georgia Southern offensively because they both are holding back to get ready for this big-time showdown here on Saturday night here in Death Valley.
You know, it. I find that interesting because, you know, in my years down in Alabama and my years out in Oklahoma, I was around these programs that, like I said, reloading. And I mean that in all aspects.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly what yeah. This program is doing. It's not reload. It's plug and play because of the situation where the recruiting is at such a high level, and everybody you know knows Ohio State and Alabama. But what Dabo and these guys have done on the recruiting trail, I mean, this class that they're forming for 2018, it may not be in the top five yet, but you've got the number one offensive player and the number one defensive player in the country is already committed and have been committed for a while. And not only that, I believe both Trevor Lawrence, the quarterback out of Georgia, and then Xavier Thomas, a local kid, defensive end, who's playing IMG Academy. I think they both signed, you know, academic grant and aids this past fall. So, you know, it's just going to continue, and there's nothing slowing this train down here at Clemson with Dabo Swinney and company.
And you know something, and I remember when he was hired, and there were questions about whether or not he was up to the job or not, but as you said, there's... find themselves a quarterback. But there are really only two other programs, and what a built-in advantage that is for any head football coach to have "quote unquote" a program, and Clemson is going to be there for the long haul. They were smart to reward Dabo with the money that they're paying him, and going forward, boy oh boy, I mean, it will Florida State be able to compete? Of course it will, but everybody else is going to be. It's going to be 1 year wonders or 2 year wonders, and everybody's going to be looking up at Clemson. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I agree with you because, you know, I got in a little bit of hot water on Paul Feinbaum's show back a couple weeks ago when you know, we were talking about Clemson and Alabama, and is Clemson poised to overtake Alabama as the premier program? I said it's almost like a, you know, a NASCAR race where Alabama is clearly the leader, the pace car, but, you know, Clemson is right there with just a nose right off, ready to take the lead. And, you know, I don't think that lead's going to – I don't think Alabama's going to be overtaken this year. I think it'll be probably when Nick Saban decides to step away in the next 2 or 4 years. I just can't see him coaching, you know, another 5 or 7 years at Alabama. But they have inched right there right next to Alabama. They looked them dead in the eye the last 2 years and didn't blink. And, you know, if they come back and match up again in a championship game again, which – I don't think happens this year for the third year in a row, but it's not out of the question. You know, with the trajectory that Clemson has had, you know, they started with beating Ohio State, the LSUs in the bowl game, some household programs, and it continued upwards. And sure, Deshaun Watson is a kind of a once-in-a-generation type quarterback, but you look at what's behind him, I just don't see a whole lot of beats being missed. And this Clemson program, they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, which takes us to Florida State, who lost their quarterback. And, you know, Blackman is a very highly regarded player, but he's going to have to learn on the fly. They're going to force feed him against La Monroe this week. But going forward, boy, Clemson's road to me got a whole lot easier with the unfortunate injury to the Florida State quarterback. I felt so bad in that situation. I mean, it and I feel bad for Jimbo. I mean, I have no ties to the program.
Yeah.
Most important player in the first game of the year is just catastrophic.
Yeah, you know, DeAndre Francois, he's just such a tough kid. I mean, I just joked with somebody over the weekend, I think in the press box at Clemson, that, you know, DeAndre Francois probably could have been buried in the turf at Doak Campbell Stadium last year a couple times, the amount of hits and sacks he took. I mean, he was nothing more than a grass stain at the end of the Clemson game. He was just being teed off on. But, you know, he's a tough kid. You hate to see him go down to injury, you know, especially late in the game against Alabama the other night. I do think it does change some things for Florida State. I mean, this was an offense anyway. Really, DeAndre Francois was the one constant in it. You know, it was a subpar offensive line last year. You had to think their O-line had to be better this year. You know, Dalvin Cook, a guy that rushed for, what, over 1,800 yards. I don't care how good Cam Akers, how all-world he is. You know, you lose a guy like Cook and his production that he did while he was a Seminole. That's going to be a little bit of a hit. And the wide receivers they lost, frankly. I mean, they ended spring practice with only 2 scholarship wide receivers at Florida State, where guys declaring for the draft and heading off to the NFL or graduation, they put one on one team and one on the other, and that's basically all they had. So you got a lot of new faces there at wide receiver. You know, now you put in James Blackman at quarterback. You mentioned the words force feed. That's exactly what they're going to have to do against La Monroe. I do think this thing takes a step back, and that game was always going to be at Clemson. It was, you know, scheduled way back when, so I think that certainly gives Clemson an advantage. But it helps Clemson in the sense of winning the ACC Atlantic Division and getting back to the championship game because, I mean, despite NC State losing to South Carolina in a game they should have won, and then I know, I'm telling you, the one game I think on Clemson's schedule, I know Auburn's coming up this Saturday, but that Louisville game up there at Papa John's Stadium, Clemson has gotten Louisville the last 3 years, and it has they have all three come down to the wire. I've just got this sneaky feeling, Bob, that the Louisville fans, and they've told me this at ACC Media Day, a lot of the writers, they basically said Louisville season is going to be determined by the Clemson game. And I know Louisville is so hungry after just 3 near misses. I got a sneaky suspicion that that's one that's going to fight Clemson up there coming up on the 16th of September.
Price Atkinson joining us here on The Attack. You know, I've had Paul Feinbaum mad at me a few times down in Alabama, too, so don't feel bad about that. Plus, he used to whoop my hind in the ratings all the time. So, you know, I love Paul, though. He's a very talented and very opinionated man who doesn't hold back. But he's got his let's put it this way. If Nick Saban stops short, Paul would break his nose. You know, I'm looking at the schedule. You got Auburn coming in this week. That's going to be tough. And then down the line, and, you know, again, there's a lot of tough games within the conference, but I'll tell you something. There's a coach at Votech that I like a whole mentioned Justin Fuente, but he coaches players up. And Josh Jackson outplayed Will Grier. And on the 30th, you guys play them. That's a game that they need to not be overlooking at Clemson.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this first month of the season, you know, if you're going to get Clemson, you want to get them in this first month because, like you said, you got Auburn coming in, then you go to Louisville, and then after a home game that should be a very winnable home game against Boston College, you got to go to Lane Stadium and Virginia Tech. And that game at Lane Stadium, we don't know the game time yet, but I can pretty much assure you it's probably going to be a night game there in Blacksburg. That is a very, very tough place to play. It's almost, no pun intended, night and day. When you play an afternoon game to an evening game there at Lane Stadium. And I'm with you. I love Fuente. I think if Gerard Evans ain't got bad advice, decided to head off to the NFL, he went undrafted. I think Gerard Evans is back for year two under Justin Fuente. This is probably the team we'd be talking about as the favorite in the Coastal. But Josh Jackson, he looked good, really good the other night. I love what Josh Jackson does, and certainly Justin Fuente's ability to coach up players. I mean, look, year one last year, they make the ACC championship game. They weren't totally void of talent, but a lot of that, they got to that game, that championship game in Orlando, because of him and his ability to coach players and motivate players. And, you know, that's going to be a team in Virginia Tech that Clemson's going to walk into Lane Stadium, and that's going to be another one of those landmines you got to cross if you're going to get back to the ACC championship game in Clemson again. That's one of the most dangerous games on the schedule. I don't think a lot of us are talking about it, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because you see Auburn and you see Louisville right in front of it. I think Virginia Tech right now, honestly, is a distant thought in a lot of Clemson minds with what's in front immediately.
Yeah, and I was looking at that schedule, and I thought exactly the same thing. I want to get to two more quick points. First, quarterback play. And then your podcast that you're doing involving the service academies. But a quarterback play around the country, this seems to be the year of the quarterback. I saw what Darnold did this weekend. I wasn't overly impressed, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Josh Rosen, three quarters, wasn't overly impressed. Came back, blew him out, one of the big all-time comebacks ever. I'm looking around at some of the teams that are sitting on top of the pile right now. JT Barrett, I think, is exactly what he is. He's a run first, pass if you need to, quarterback who's not particularly accurate down the field. And what I saw out of Jalen Hurts, if I'm Nick Saban, I'm a little bit nervous about sitting on top of the heap right now, because I don't know if in the clutch situation he can get it done.
Well, he was, what, probably just a little over a minute and a half, 2 minutes away from getting it done last year, leading his team back. But I hear where you're coming from, Bob, because it is a valid point in that you want to see more of a development out of Jalen Hurts as far as, you know, being able to stand a lot more in the pocket and make some throws downfield. And Florida State, with maybe the best secondary in America with Derwin James and Tavares McFadden, I mean, they certainly made that difficult on Hurts. I think you get a little bit better idea probably this coming week. Regarding Alabama in that stance, that what can he do in the pocket? Can he stand in the pocket and make the, you know, three step, five step drops, make those kind of throws? And you know he can run it. You know he can throw on the run. You know he's got the ability to beat you throwing and with his legs. But you want to see Hurts a little bit more developed as a pocket passer when you need to, because if he can do that, that makes him even more dangerous. The ability where you don't have to roll him out and throw on the run, or you know, take it and go. So that's something I want to see a little bit more out of Jalen Hurts as far as development wise.
Before we let you go, and I got you for about another minute or so. Your podcast with the service academies, I want information from my listeners. Obviously, I want you to talk about it for this last minute.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much. Yeah, launched a podcast. Episode number 4 is coming up. Actually drops tomorrow, called Yards and Stripes. It's strictly dedicated to the three service academy programs, Army, Navy, and Air Force. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can check it out, yardsandstripes.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at Yards and Stripes. And, you know, simply just try and feature three programs exclusively every single week, balance between the three. You've got a feature guest interview every single week. We'll be talking with Fisher DeBerry in the episode that drops tomorrow. But just good conversation about the service academies, all three coming off, fantastic seasons last year, all three making bowl games, I think, for only the second time in history. of the three service academies. So just a lot to look forward to and just something I'm passionate about Army, Navy, and Air Force football, Bob.
Thanks, Price. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate you having me and getting to mention it. Talk soon.
Price Atkinson here in the Attack. We're going to step aside. Nobody does college football better than he does. I'm Bob Black. This is the Spat on Black Attack, and we'll finish it up right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senny Roberto, and I want to thank Price for coming on board. Good stuff. You know, college football's in full swing. We'll have a lot more here on a regular basis. Talk about the college football season. Like I said, early indications, don't be surprised if there's some changes at the top, because quarterback play is going to go a long way in determining whether or not these so-called premier teams end up being that way at the end of the year. I think Clemson found their quarterback. I think they're going to find their way back into the playoffs this year. You know, Dabo is the man. We'll see. Long, long way to go and a lot of games to be played. That's it for the Attack. Again, thanks to Price for coming on board. Thanks to all of you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Adios.